GACONA's High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, better known as HARP, is slated for the junk pile. But a group of University of Alaska researchers are trying to stave off a Department of Defense move to scuttle the often misunderstood scientific facility. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
It's been both praised and maligned. Praised by scientists as a tool to gain knowledge about Earth's ionosphere. Maligned as a secret means to develop an ultimate weapon. The HARP resembles a giant radio antenna. Its 180 towers are 78 feet tall and have been beaming radio waves into the atmosphere since 1997. The facility covers about 30 acres of Department of Defense land just off the Tok cutoff, not far from GACONA Junction. The news of its imminent shutdown has alarmed the scientific community. Bob McCoy directs the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute.
We're up here in the subarctic where we can see the aurora and how the sun connects to the Earth along magnetic lines at high latitudes. But it'd be a shame if this facility went away.
McCoy says there are only three facilities like it in the world.
There's one in Norway and one in Russia. But HARP is much more flexible. It's got a wider frequency range. It's got quite a bit more power.
HARP and UAF research projects have been linked for years, and major universities throughout the United States remotely access the HARP facility and its information, Cornell and Rice among them. That's why recent news that the Department of Defense plans to abandon HARP galvanized McCoy and fellow scientists to make their case to save HARP to the Secretary of Defense earlier this year.
So a lot of us realize how significant the facility is, so we're trying to figure out ways to keep it alive as an active scientific tool. Last March, the National Academy did a workshop. They invited in 40-something scientists to testify about the value of the science that has been done and could be done in the future from HARP.
It is a question of money. In these federal budget-cutting times, the roughly $4 million a year needed to maintain the facility is getting scrutinized. HARP is owned by the Air Force Research Laboratory, but is operated by an Anchorage contractor, Marsh Creek. Steve Floyd is the principal systems engineer for Marsh Creek. He says HARP's money woes started with last year's sequestration cuts.
Our contract through Marsh Creek to run the facility came to an end in the middle of June 2013, and I guess it's the sequestration cuts that really squeezed the budget, and the Air Force Research Lab decided to save some money and take it dark for a while.
But Floyd says the cost-cutting measures are ill-advised because the research HARP does is invaluable. Floyd says the ionosphere has a strong impact on satellite communications, but not enough is known about how that works.
So we're transmitting out with a focused beam, doing a very, very, very minute but detectable stimulation of the plasma of the ionosphere with these what are really very standard shortwave radio transmissions, but it's just enough to do a cause and effect study of the ionosphere.
Floyd says the research conducted in GACONA has far-reaching implications for both military and commercial communication systems.
HARP is in Alaska because we wanted to be underneath a region of concentrated ionosphere, which is called the auroral oval, and we all have marveled at the northern lights. And what that's doing is that's painting out this hollow ring of concentrated ionosphere that's caused by the Earth's magnetic field. And we want it to be underneath of that auroral oval a good percentage of the time.
He says there's no better site than GACONA for the research facility. Bob McCoy agrees. McCoy and his fellow researchers argue there's a lot more science to be done in GACONA. McCoy says there's a possibility that the Defense Department could find an entity willing to share the costs of HARP's upkeep. Meredith Mingledorf, a public information officer with the Air Force Research Laboratory at Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico, says the Air Force favors the transition of the HARP facility to a basic research organization. But that depends on funding. If no other organization can be found to pay expenses, the Air Force plans to decommission the research site in June of this year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.